Would the Senate please come to order? Would members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 14 members present this morning. Senators Lincoln, Miller, Phillips, and Taylor are excused and call the Senate today.
Thank you. If members would stand, the Reverend Kim Poole of the Douglas Community United Methodist Church is our chaplain this morning.
Let's pray. God, creator of the sun and the moon, we are reminded of the constancy of your love as we begin this day. Just as morning follows night and spring follows winter, so our lives and work are ordered. We move from task to task, from meeting to meeting, knowing that with each task we undertake, we will be given the opportunity to create change in the world around us. The change may be as small as bringing a smile to the face of someone we love, or as large as creating a whole new way of ordering our lives as a society. Lead us and guide us as we create those changes, large and small. When day is done, may we look back on this day and say with all creation, it is good. Amen.
Amen. Senator Adams, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 49th legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Do we have guests this morning for introduction? Senator Mackey.
We do. Madam President, thank you. I'd like to introduce some constituents of mine that are here in town from Haines. First of all, in Senator Miller's gallery behind me, Stephanie Scott and Terry Shaw are the teachers and chaperones for this group of students. And I believe they are all serving as guest pages today at our various locations in the gallery. Linda Paddock, Linda Jacobs, Shannon Thompson, David Hammond, Luke Williams. If you could help me welcome all of them to the Senate today.
It's a great way to chaperone. Put them to work. Are there further guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no House messages.
Are there communications?
The following reports are on file. Alaska Board of Forestry 98 Annual Report in accordance with AS 41-17047. Division of Mining and Water Management Report from Department of Natural Resources in accordance with 46-15020. Those are all the communications this morning, Madam President.
Are there standing committee reports?
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 relating to new evaluation and selection criteria for military base realignment and closure actions. Signing to pass, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair. Signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman and Ward. Zero fiscal note. Senate Joint Resolution Number 12 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 50 relating to certain boiler and pressure vessel inspections and inspectors. Signing due pass, Senator Torgerson, Co-Chair. Senators Adams, Donnelly. Signing no recommendation, Senator Parnell. Co-Chair, Senators Green, Pete Kelly, Wilkin, and Lehman. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 50 has no further referral.
Rules.
And those are all standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
There are no Senate bills this morning.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations, honoring Fountainhead Development Corporation, Mr. Dennis Wise and Mr. Tim Cherney, honoring Heidi Harris, honoring Teresa Jack Howard, in memoriam William Pruitt, in memoriam Harry Tum, Jr.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Mackey.
No.
Okay. Is there unfinished business? Are there announcements this morning, Senator
yes.
Mackey?
Madam President, there will be a majority caucus today at 4:30 p.m. in the Butrovich room. If members could be on time, that would be appreciated.
Further announcements? Are there special orders this morning? Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We adjourn until...
Withdraw that motion. Could we return to another?
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, we had distributed today a flyer my office sent it out for the Alaska Moving Picture Image Preservation Association. It's a nonprofit group in the state of Alaska dedicated to to historical preservation of old film and video relating to the state of Alaska. They're putting on a charitable fundraiser in Juneau on March 16th at 7 p.m. called The Politics of the Past. I had the privilege of seeing this at the 4th Avenue Theater in Anchorage about 2 months ago, and it is one of the funniest things you'll ever see. This is better than the skits. So I would encourage all of my colleagues on the night of Tuesday, March 16th, to turn out and support the Alaska Moving Image Preservation Association and watch this. You know, there's several scenes of old legislators in there, and you know, basically, when you look back at 24 years, you know, Senator Halford's aged a bit, Senator Phillips hasn't changed, and I've, of course, gotten younger. So this is interesting, it's funny, it's enjoyable, it's for a good cause, and I would encourage my colleagues to attend this on the 16th.
I think that even under special orders, we're not supposed to mention other members by name, particularly when we're talking about their aging. Senator Ellis, are you seeking the floor?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Under announcements?
Yes, Senator Ellis.
I'd like to invite everyone to participate this afternoon in the third in the series of statewide conversations about the budget and the economy. It will be at 3:45 this afternoon in the Belch Room, a video conference and teleconference statewide, and it's an open caucus of the House and Senate Democrats, and everyone is invited to participate.
Are there further announcements? Senator Mackey, let's try again.
President, I'll renew my motion to adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, March 10.
Hearing no objection, we're adjourned until tomorrow morning.